you three.
We're in a department store. In a department store, you can buy many things. In a department store, they sell many things. Listen to that sentence again. In a department store, you can buy many things. In a department store, they sell many things. When we say, you can buy, or they sell, we mean people in general. You means people, and they means people. So in a department store, you can buy many things. In a department store, they sell many things. Now listen to some of the things they sell in a department store. Listen to some of the things you can buy. If you don't understand a word, use your study guide or a dictionary. In a department store, you can buy
coats,
hats,
shoes,
shirts,
pants,
skirts,
umbrellas,
books,
computers,
ties, tennis shoes, briefcases,
and TV sets,
and many, many things. Okay, a department store sells many things. We're in a department store now. This department store has 10 floors. The main floor on the street is the first floor, floor number 1. Repeat. First. The first floor. Yes, we're on the first floor. The next floor up. The next floor up. Is floor number 2. The second floor. The second floor. Repeat. Second. Okay. This department store has 10 floors. Please repeat after me. First floor. Second floor. Third floor. Fourth floor. Fifth floor. Sixth floor. Seventh floor. Eighth floor. Ninth floor. Tenth floor. Now, Sam, we're in a department store on the first floor. I'm speaking to a salesperson, a man or a woman working in the department store. Excuse me, where do they sell umbrellas?
On the 10th floor, sir. Take the elevator up to the 10th floor.
Thank you. Okay, Sam. We're going to go up to the 10th floor. We're riding up in an elevator. As we pass each floor, listen to the elevator operator, the person operating the elevator, and answer my questions.
Step in, please. Thank you. Second floor, women's hats and coats.
Sam, what do they sell on the second floor? Right. On the second floor, they sell women's hats and coats.
Third floor, men's shoes.
What do they sell on the third floor? Yes, on the third floor, they sell men's shoes.
Fourth floor, restaurant.
What's on the fourth floor? Right. There's a restaurant on the fourth floor.
Fifth floor, men's suits.
What do they sell on the fifth floor? On the fifth floor, they sell men's suits.
Sixth floor, women's dresses.
What do they sell on the sixth floor? Yes, on the sixth floor they sell women's dresses.
Seventh floor, TV sets and computers.
What do they sell on the seventh floor? Right. On the seventh floor, they sell TV sets and computers.
Eighth floor, women's shoes.
What do they sell on the eighth floor? On the eighth floor, they sell women's shoes.
Ninth floor, books.
And what do they sell on the ninth floor, Sam? Yes, they do. On the ninth floor, they sell books. And now, finally, the tenth floor.
Tenth floor, umbrellas, tennis shoes, and belts.
So, Sam, what can you buy on the tenth floor? Right. On the tenth floor, you can buy umbrellas, tennis shoes, and belts. And we want an umbrella. So let's get out on the 10th floor. Sam, a department store is a store of many departments, many sections. A store of many departments is a department store. In English, we can put one noun, department, in front of another noun, store. Then the first noun, department, is an adjective, a modifier. The modifier is always singular. A store of many departments is a department store. A store that sells shoes is a shoe store. A theater that shows movies is a movie theater. Now, Sam, I tell you about something. A store, a theater, and you combine the information. Then listen to the correct answer. Examples. What is a store of many departments?
A department store.
What is a theater that shows movies?
A movie theater.
And what is a store that sells shoes?
A shoe store.
Okay, let's continue. Sam, what is a shop that sells dresses?
A dress shop.
What is a station where trains come and go?
A train station.
What is a ball we use for golf?
A golf ball.
What is a car that the police use?
A police car.
And what is a studio for TV?
A TV studio.
Okay.
This is the end of Review 3.